Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Texas authorities can go ahead and detain people they think are in the country illegally for now. USA's John Schaefer explains.
The Supreme Court has granted permission for Texas to implement a new law empowering local police to detain individuals they suspect to be residing in the country illegally. Initially green-lighted by the High Court, the law was promptly halted following a lawsuit from the White House, which argued it encroaches upon the federal government's sole jurisdiction over immigration matters. However, Tuesday, the court has ruled that the law may be enacted while legal proceedings unfold in lower courts.
Immigrant advocates are far less than half happy to see the Supreme Court's decision. Priscilla Olivares is with the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.
We know what this will mean for many of our community members in Texas, and not just migrants, but all of our communities of color.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, on the other hand, was thrilled to hear the news.
This is historic. The Supreme Court has ruled that would give Texas the right to arrest those who are here illegally. We can put them in jail.
President Biden and former President Trump easily won the presidential primaries in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio Tuesday. Both men have already secured the nominations for their respective parties, the attention shifting more to a handful of down-ballot races now. Congress and the White House have reportedly come to an agreement on yet another stopgap spending package to avert a government shutdown. The issue with funding the Department of Homeland Security has been resolved for now, and so a package of six funding bills are now expected to gain the full support of Congress before the Friday night shutdown deadline this week. There's an alert out for measles across the country. The CDC says so far this year, there are 58 cases in 17 states. That already equals the number of cases reported in all of 2023. This is USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get six more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are working 24/7, leaning in, trying to make sure that we get that hostage deal, so that we have a temporary ceasefire, so that we can get that all important aid into Gaza.
Additionally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of diplomatic efforts related to the conflict. Former President Trump may be forced to stick to raising campaign money the old-fashioned way. No insurers are willing to underwrite his massive $455 million civil fraud trial bond in New York. And if he pays it with cash, Trump indicates it won't leave him a lot for the presidential campaign war chest.
Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties, but they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign.
Speaking to reporters at a campaign stop in Ohio Tuesday, Trump is expected to liquidate several assets in a fire sale in order to meet the bond amount. Russian and Belarusian athletes will not be allowed to take part in the opening parade of the Summer Olympics in Paris. The International Olympic Committee made that decision Tuesday. The athletes are being allowed to compete in the games as neutral athletes under a special flag. Wednesday's the first full day of spring. It'll last until June 20th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. We got Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, joining us as he does every Wednesday. Hey, Rick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Lots to get caught up on. Supreme Court dealing with our First Amendment issue. Kind of amazing, not really surprised here, that someone who didn't understand what a woman was doesn't really even understand what the First Amendment's all about and what the spirit of our Constitution is all about. I mean, she really kind of declared to everybody she's a big government gal, and doesn't believe that our Constitution and all, and the amendments and our Bill of Rights and everything was specifically designed to restrain government, not to empower them. But her perspective, I don't know where she, came up with her perspective, if it was in a theoretical, coffee break room at the university or at some, some legal palace or what. But she's disconnected here. How did she come up with this, Rick?
Well, I hate to tell you, but this is the prevailing perspective of the left. This is the same perspective that got a political reporter in trouble when she categorized people who love America and believe their rights come from God as somehow being crazy Christian nationalists.
Yes.
And so this is the exact same idea and the left believes that rights aren't actually rights. They're privileges allowed by government. And our founders and those of us listening to this, I believe a majority of Americans believe our rights come from God and restrain
mm-hmm.
government. She mm-hmm. revealed said out loud what a lot of the left thinks. It's in every aspect of the way they think. When they think about a tax cut, what is a tax cut? It's not you keeping more of your money. It's effectively a cut in the available funds the government has to be able to do stuff. So it isn't ever about, gee, how much of your money should we take? It's about how much of your money should we allow you to keep when we talk about taxes. And similarly,
yeah, and it's amazing, Rick. And real quick, just regarding the taxes, it's amazing because every time we cut taxes, it's like the government ends up with more money. Imagine that. But the threat of that, follows the same line and the fantasy that they want to, they tell themselves that cutting taxes is bad for business, and that the Republicans are always the one that want to cut taxes and take away grandma's welfare, right? Or in their Social Security.
Yeah, well, that is the typical back and forth fallacy, and it's so the offset always is when the Republicans cut taxes, they then end up spending more money on the other side to to offset those fears because they want to play off the politics. And so the tax cuts actually, while they might generate more money, the overall bill many times, or the agreements that go with the bill in terms of extra spending, oftentimes end up raising the deficit. So that's a, you know, so that's a challenge we have politically. But I think that people have to understand that what she said is not out of the norm for the left. It's shocking to hear it from a Supreme Court justice, you know, not even pretending that there are rights. But that is her, that is what she believes, is what she was taught through law school, it's what she was taught through undergrad, and it's what thousands and thousands like her have been taught. And that's why she, you know, she isn't being pilloried by the left for saying that, because she said what they believe.
Exactly. And of course, the media is not going to report and remind everybody how the left and the government lied to us, whether it was about the Russian collusion hoax, which cost us millions of dollars. And with impunity, Hillary got away with everything, including, you know, destroying evidence, obstruction of justice, and a number of other counts. But, you know, James Comey gave her a get out of jail card and saying, you know, in much in the same spirit as her gave to Biden. For Biden, he isn't mentally equipped, and a jury would feel so sorry for him, they would never convict him. And for Hillary, you know, Comey's disposition was that no reasonable prosecutor would take the case on.
It's the same exact thing. Those two were exactly equivalent. The thing that was concerning in that trial wasn't Ketanji Brown Jackson. She just said what the left believes out loud, although it was, you know, kind of the immediate outrage part. But it was Kavanaugh's questioning related to the basic idea that there was any harm done by the by these actions, and wanting to force the plaintiffs to show that there was, that it was directed and coerced for the social media companies to censor people. Kavanaugh's line of questioning really goes to the most dangerous point, because it would say if he comes up with writing the decision, and his point of view was not just questioning and is actually what he's thinking, what it leads to is it's okay for the government to lead the social media companies to water, but as long as they don't force them to drink the water of censorship, the government is perfectly okay at doing whatever it wants on any subject it wants. And that's the far more dangerous position, because that's a position that makes it, provides a pathway for the government to engage in legal censorship that will be used to shut down fair and honest elections in this country, and shut down the country on any emergency that the government so deems to be worthy of shutting the country down on. Yeah. You know, we've seen that.
It's such a
the last 3 years.
Exactly. It's such a naive perspective. Because, you know, the government comes knocking on your door, wink, wink, and look what they've done. I mean, a real simple wink, wink from Barack Obama to Lois Lerner shut down the Tea Party movement.
Right.
Right? And so, you know, the government has been doing...
There's nothing more than typical mob tactics. You know, somebody shows up at your store, your hardware store, and says, be a shame if you had a fire. You know, I can, you know, be a real shame if you had a fire.
Yes.
And you know what they're saying. And so, you know, you pay the bill, you pay the tax so you don't have a fire. Well, that's exactly what the government's doing. They're playing the role of the mobster. And the court, if the court decides that they can, in this case, the government, isn't guilty for doing harm, for actually violating the law, when they are directing and kind of putting the social media companies on targets that they want to wipe out, the Supreme Court has effectively eliminated any pretense that there being free speech in the country.
Well, in this particular case, too, consider the social media companies are already prone to be in a cabal with the government anyway. So there's no huge juxtaposition. The only person that's a problem is Elon Musk at this point, it seems. We've got to go to break. Stay with us. We've got more from Rick Manning on the other side. We're looking at just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back, Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, continues with us. You know, Rick, this kind of goes hand in glove, this next segment, with what we were talking about initially, and that is, you know, government is getting too big for its pants. In every turn, whether we're talking about a budget, you know, the interference, the kind of interference that's taking place, You know, there's got to be a stop to all this. I mean, our Constitution is being shredded in the process. You've got, if you thought you had a lot of election interference in 2016 and then again in 2020, now that we go into 2024, the Democrats are so emboldened because they've been able to get away with it. And those on the left who believe that government is the answer and the end all to be all, and big government is going to end up being the end all to this Democratic Republic, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, it certainly is a. I don't think we faced a threat like it in the country's history. Maybe when John Adams' administration imposed the Alien and Sedition Act, essentially ending civil liberties in America, until it was overturned because the because they were unhappy with the Jeffersonians, and there was a big battle at the beginning of the country after Washington ceased to be president. But it's a But, you know, it's really almost that kind of battle. It's a it is a battle for the soul of America. And when you look at what the lawfare against Donald Trump, it's the exact kind of same abuse of power by government. In this case, both by a federal government with a special counsel whose legality is dubious at best. But but the one that's the most threatening right now is the New York State litigation and the incredible $460 million they are requiring that Donald Trump put up for bail in order to be able to put up the full amount of a judgment in order to even appeal the judgment, a judgment which is based on absolutely made up valuations where there was no victim and there was no victim. And there was no crime. It was a, and yet they found, a judge found him guilty and fined him $350 million. But because they imposed fines on top of that, because this has happened before, the judgment
fines and interest. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So they, so you sit there, you look at it, and you say, and that's designed to destroy Donald Trump financially. He has to put in $460 million in this case just to be able to appeal it. That's denying him his right to appeal, but it's in the federal courts and federal law. It's a direct violation of his Eighth Amendment right. And most people don't know what the Eighth Amendment is, but once you hear it, you will. It means excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Most of the case law has been about cruel and unusual punishments, but the fact of the matter is, this is an excessive fine by almost any definition, A, and B, it is the New York State not allowing somebody to appeal a judgment without putting up the money. It denies them access to justice and denies them the access to an appeal. So it is so this whole thing is designed to destroy Donald Trump financially. And
it should come down. You and I talked about this last week. This should really come down on the pumpkin heads of the New York leadership, because people are moving out. Businesses are saying, "Gosh, if you can do that to Donald Trump, you can." And forget about what Hochul says. I mean, what an idiot response! Oh no, this is only for Donald Trump. Well, that adds more to the targeting of what Letitia James says. Anybody running for office, I mean, it's so funny is that post the fact they say, well, you're not allowed to do that. Well, she may not have been allowed, but she did and got away with it. And now here we are going through all this exercise, and she's going to end up injuring New Yorkers more than they even imagined, because businesses are going to go, and they're already on the verge of bankruptcy, dealing with their sanctuary cities and all the other cost of living things and Democratic policies. And then you say, okay, well, let's get rid of our tax base, and we're going to chase everybody out of town. And keep in mind who they're targeting here. You know, Rick, go back and look at the history of New York and what Donald Trump and his family have done, for New Yorkers. And in terms of buildings, in terms of infrastructure, you know, they've been there to save that city. And I'm talking about Manhattan time and again. And I understand there's the opposite side of the story, because I hear some people going, well, yeah, I worked for Donald Trump. I was in construction and he filed bankruptcy and I got screwed. I get that. I hear those stories. But you have to weigh, you know, what Donald Trump has done throughout the entirety of his business career, and what he's done for New York, and why the rest of New Yorkers aren't rallying around, you know, Donald Trump, to have a moment of sobriety and say, dang, what did this guy do for this city? And what, time. I mean, you look around and you see, you know, Trump's imprint.
I think that New York's going to be in play this election. That may mm-hmm. shock a lot of people. But between Biden's policies in Israel and the abuse of power against Donald Trump and the economic disaster that Biden has been, I think New York is actually, while it's not, I don't think it's as blue as it once was. And mm-hmm. the combination of the state and local government indifference to people's rights and economic well-being, combined with the abuses of power they're seeing and how they know that could be applied to any one of them, there's going to be an intense campaign over in New York, and I believe you're going to see some changes in New York politically as a result.
Well, how much does this E. Jean Carroll thing play, you know, come into play here? I think overall people don't buy into this deal, but she got a huge reward, you know, for a story that lacks credibility. Targeted toward somebody who they hate. Go ahead.
They didn't find that he had done anything to her. They found that he said bad things about her. And the facts of that case are relatively simple. She wrote in a book, when she admitted she put it in the book because her publisher said her book wasn't salacious enough. And so she put this charge that Donald Trump raped her in a book. Donald Trump finds out about it and says, who? I don't know who she is. And then they show him a picture of her. And he says, I didn't even go in there. You know, I was like, what are you talking about? And he shows him a picture, and he says, she's too ugly. Okay? That's essentially what he did. Right. You know how Donald Trump can be somewhat direct and not necessarily always nice? Well, mm-hmm. he's a New Yorker. So he got found guilty mm-hmm. not of doing anything wrong, per se. He got defined because he said she was ugly. Well, she wrote in a book about a public figure that he raped her, And a false charge that she put in there because she needed the book to be more salacious. That's what she did. This is one of those ones where you sit there and you just go, okay, if you defend yourself against a false charge, you're not allowed to defend yourself. You're not allowed to say, no, I didn't do it.
Yeah, where's your First Amendment right? Exactly.
Only in Me Too culture gone wildly mm-hmm. wrong is somebody not allowed to defend themselves from a charge made from something that happened a decade ago. Using this theory of law, mm-hmm. Kavanaugh would have been found guilty, would have been fined millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. And as it was, exactly. She's back. I know. And it's not to say that Kavanaugh hasn't, you know, his bruises are still showing, you know, from that flaky report. And of course, then you find out afterwards that how this was all orchestrated by Dianne Feinstein et al. And that, she didn't have anything to do with abortion. Then you find out later that, she worked with an abortifacient company.
No, this is a sophisticated scheme to use the law to take down politicians that they don't like or jurists they don't like.
Gotta
and
leave it there, Rick. Rick Manning.
Dangerous to our
Thank
country.
You.
Get the one and done you want for it. Your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is granting permission for Texas to implement a new law empowering local police to detain individuals they suspect to be residing in the country unlawfully. Initially green-lighted by the High Court, the law was promptly halted following a lawsuit from the White House. However, Tuesday, the court ruled the law may be enacted while legal proceedings unfold in lower courts. The Biden administration argues the law encroaches upon the federal government's sole jurisdiction over immigration matters. Former President Trump may be forced to stick to raising campaign money the old-fashioned way. No insurers are willing to underwrite his massive $455 million civil fraud trial bond in New York.
Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties, but they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots is with us now. Good morning, Jenny Beth. How are you?
Good morning. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, I always appreciate this time we have together to talk about what's going on with our country and how we need to defend our freedoms that are God-given. Let's talk a little bit of Hunter Biden. It looks like Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, both are not going to be in attendance during today's hearing I guess is going to be relegated to a former associate of Rudy Giuliani.
Yes, isn't it very ironic that Hunter Biden did a press conference in front of the Capitol and said, I will speak, but only if it's public. And now today, when he has the chance to speak publicly, he is not going to.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is all a circus. And how Congress is putting up with this, it's been threatened. You and I even suggested, I think, a couple of times, is they'll just hold him in contempt and put some handcuffs on him and let the sergeant of arms, carry him away and let his father and let the Justice Department go wiggy over it. Because, what we've got here is the tail shaking the dog. And how dare Hunter Biden defy our Congress like this when others, again, it it almost seems, Jenny Beth, that the Republicans are playing into the hands of the Democrats and allowing them to do this. Because, you know, you got Peter Navarro going to jail. I mean, he's going to be in jail for, I don't know, what, 3-4 months or something? Maybe 6 months for, you know, not responding to a, well, being held in contempt because he didn't respond to a subpoena, right?
That's right. And so what we look at, and I think what I hope that Americans see is that this really is a two-tiered system of justice right now. The laws are not applied equally. If you are, and I want to say, if you're friends with the Biden family or the Clintons, that you get off. But I think it's more than that. It's abusing his office and his power. He's abusing his power in order to hold on to the power. And he's doing everything he can to put his opponent in jail before the election. And yet the same system does not apply equally to his son and his supporters and his friends. So it's wrong and it's unjust. And I hope that American people see through it. But the only way they will is if people like you and me and people listening to the show understand the facts and get them out there. Because we know the mainstream media isn't going to do that for us.
Oh, my goodness. No. Yeah, they've actually, you know, candy-coated this whole situation. You know, the Bidens, there's no proof that the Bidens did anything wrong. But yet, you know, here you find out that how they've been, you know, protected by the FBI. They've had Hunter Biden's laptop well before the election of 2020. They withheld information they influenced the election. I mean, they flat out influenced the election, especially when you have, you know, polling that says somewhere between 10-15%, some cases higher, of America said they would not have voted for Joe Biden had they understood the Hunter Biden laptop was legitimate. But you had a full on all hands on deck cabal involved in the Hunter Biden, you know, story and misinformation, you know, brought to you by government officials. 51 of our top ranking intelligence officers. So now all of a sudden they put down in paper that they're stupid and we still put them on the payroll.
Exactly right. And they still have security clearance and they still they got away with it. And every single time that the bureaucratic state gets away with weaponizing the government against a citizen, it empowers and emboldens the next one to do it. And then the one after that and the one after that. And I shudder to think if Trump doesn't win and Biden winds up being in office for another 4 years, just how much worse it will get.
Well, we know it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. Right. Exactly. And the thing is, I mean, that's kind of a shocking, you know, chuckle. But this is incredible what they're doing, you know, to our country. And the thing is that, Jenny Beth, it gets disheartening because you look to the GOP. I mean, they're supposedly to represent our interests because the left certainly doesn't, you know, and they could care less about our interests. And you're going, okay, Mike Johnson, okay, Mitch McConnell, where are you? Where's the leadership of the GOP protecting the interests of the American people? And then what rises up is an individual who's a fighter for America, and they're doing everything they can to undermine and kneecap him with lawfare and all these ridiculous legal engagements that they have tied in, and it clearly is election interference. They're getting in the way because they know that head-to-head, that there's no way that Joe Biden, you know, could win another election. I mean, I guess they just maybe they just feel like they just can't cheat enough to bring Joe Biden over the threshold this time around. That's why they've gone after Trump in such an incredible manner.
Or perhaps it's just their insurance policy. They are just every option open and available to them. Put him in jail, potentially mess with the election system just like they did in 2020. you just don't know. Use the government money to advance and promote his policies. Who knows what they're going to do? What I know is that it's a sham. It is a sham what they are doing. It's a witch hunt against President Trump. President Biden is a disaster for this country. I don't think people can look back and go, oh, yes, I was better off 4 years ago than I am right now. And Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family are just basically giving the middle finger to America and think they can get away with it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, how do you say that you're better off? I mean, the reality, you know, just because Joe Biden says so, know, when you look at the numbers, when Biden took office, energy costs, were down. They're now up 32%, home heating oil up 44%, gasoline 33%, electricity and natural gas are both up almost 30%. I mean, this does not beckon well, you know, for Democrats. And Democrats know that. They know it's a hard sell. This is why they've got to sell emotional issues like women's reproductive rights, right? That's going to be back. And you already know that because Blasey Ford is before Congress right now. So, you know, here we are, you know, sending the clowns, right?
That is exactly right. And when you look at they are going to do everything they can to drive that wedge and make that wedge the biggest wedge possible. And I think that's why we have to make sure that people understand what's happening on the border, because the border and border security is the number one issue and the thing that concerns Americans the most right now. When we talk about being better off from 4 years ago or not, just take $200 and go to the grocery store today and see what you can buy with it versus what you could buy 4 years ago, or $100. I mean, you can't get out of the grocery store with $100 right now.
Oh, no, so, forget it. Yeah, exactly. Well, the cost of living on average, $1,200 more a month. It's no wonder America is hurting right now, Jenny Beth. And why? Because the Democrats, you know, have been spending money. You know, look at all the things that they did in order to protect their political interest, you know, with the Affordable Care Act and the Inflation Reduction Act. This was all to pay off cronies and to buy votes, you know, with the unions and everything. The student debt cancellation, which the Supreme Court said is unconstitutional, but that didn't stop Joe Biden. He's going to continue to break the law. And this is what the Democrats are doing. That's how desperate they are. But like you said, if we don't know and if we're not educated, we're leaving ourselves vulnerable. I'll give you the last word.
That is right. Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org to get involved.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything.
Ask your doctor today about SkyRizzy and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Figure out how to spend our money. And, you've got the dynamic pull and push here between the Democrats who want to spend more money and the Republicans that say, no, we control the purse and we need to stop spending money. But yet somehow the left continues to drag the right over into areas that the right said that they will never go, they will never end up in. And it's all in this idea of compromise. And, you know, I try to explain to everybody, you know, the Republicans aren't compromising with the Democratic Party of 20 years ago. The left has pulled so hard left that their median now is way left. And that's who the Republicans are negotiating with. And it's like, can't you see this? You think, and this is why Langford, for example, got himself in trouble because he thought he was doing such a great deal in a big compromise here. But no, the compromise is ridiculous because it's the beginning point is way off to the left to start with, if that makes sense. Jeremy Beck is with us, and he understands these numbers even more so, and so he'll bring clarity to this conversation, no doubt. He's the Vice President, Deputy Director for Numbers USA. Jeremy, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Well, here we've got the DHS spending bill. Mayorkas says, hey, just because we get a cut is not anything to celebrate about, but it looks like he could end up, well, he should end up with a major haircut, but you're saying that, the boys are struggling to present a clean bill here, right?
Absolutely. Well, to this point, you have to give House Republicans and Republican leadership in the House a lot of credit for really holding the line on border security and insisting on the provisions of H.R. 2 being included in any kind of funding bill. We've been saying for months and over a year, funding without reform, all it does is fund the Biden border crisis. What it looks like is going to happen this week is they're going to fund the border crisis, a continuing resolution without any kind of reforms in it. It's a short-term spending, which means we could be having this fight again in the summer. But it will mean that for the next few months, Congress will send taxpayer money over to the White House and the Department of Homeland Security, and they will use it to process illegal aliens into the country as they have been since January of 2021. The Speaker It's hard. The speaker's in a tough situation. The very slim majority, Republican Ken Buck, is retiring, which makes the majority even more slim. So there's very little leverage here, and it looks like some sort of political calculation has been made that they are going to lose on a spending fight. There's indications that there may be opportunities to fight over the next few months for border reforms in bills that are related to foreign intervention, such as Ukraine funding and things like that. But the bottom line is there's no getting around it. If we are funding without reforms, then we are spending money, taxpayer money, to process illegal aliens into the country. That's going to be the result of this continuing resolution.
Jeremy, you would think what gave the Republicans a little bit of a backbone is how America is looking at this border crisis. And it could be worthy of a hill to die on. But politicians being what they are, they don't like to die. They've got to live another day. And this is how they've become so adept at kicking the can up the road. But this has been the problem. Is the GOP has lacked a backbone to a certain degree. And this idea, I mean, this drives me, I don't know about you, but, you know, Ken Buck, when the odds are already against the Republicans, even Kevin McCarthy and these people that are retiring, one of their members get kicked out. Nancy Pelosi would have never, never allowed that to happen. And especially with the slim margin, majority margin that they have, it's like the Republicans, they don't know how to count. And it's like, wait, what do you mean you're retiring early? No, you finish out your term. We need you to finish, go all the way to the finish line. You know, you don't need, you know, Kevin McCarthy, I get it that, you want to pick up your marbles and leave, but we need you here in the fight to the end here. And then, you know, hey, we'll have a going away party. We'll have a piece of cake and some champagne and everybody will be happy. Kumbaya. But I need you here in the battle to the end. This is driving me nuts. Is this just me? Am I misunderstanding something here, Jeremy? I mean, what's the strategy here of these, you know, these Republicans leaving when we're already in an anemic position to begin with?
This whole fight is a lot like a siege where, the opposition knows they just wear people down, voter fatigue, politician fatigue, and eventually just you say, look, we got to move on with business. And that appears to be working. You know, I think people can take a page. President Obama, back when he was getting heckled by demonstrators saying, hey, you got to give us a big amnesty. You got to just declare just an executive action. And Obama said, you know, I can't do that. I'm not a king. But then he said, you have to make me do it. He was basically calling on these protesters to be louder, to continue to press this so that he would be quote unquote forced to do something. And of course he did do something that was most likely unconstitutional. But this is a reality here. It's not enough as a voter, as a U.S. citizen, to go and vote and send somebody to Washington and then say, I've done my job. Now they have to do theirs. It should work that way probably, but our responsibility does not end there. We have to continue to reach out to our elected officials and say, this is the most important thing to me. If enough of us do it day in and day out, week in and week out, they feel pressure. They feel like they have no choice. Right now, they feel like they've got a difficult choice, and they feel like they have to make this decision to part-time fund this border crisis. But we could turn this around if enough Americans started using the tools that they have available to them to say, nope, this is the number one issue. This is what I'm going to be voting on. You're going to get these border provisions, these reforms passed, or there are going to be political repercussions.
And it is that simple. I mean, this isn't a half-hour phone call to D.C. This is like a two-minute phone call. You pick up the phone, you dial the digits, you connect, and you leave a message with your representative and letting him know just exactly what Jeremy just said to you. That this is, I mean, you already have. I mean, this is the number one issue. The polling evidence is clear. This is the number one issue in our country. And if our elected officials have lost a backbone, then we need to encourage them and have them rediscover their backbone and do their rightful business on behalf of we the people, right?
Yes, well said. It doesn't even need to be a 2-minute phone call. It can be a 20-second phone call. Hello, this is my name. This is where I live. This is my zip code. I'm in your congressional district. No border funding without border reforms. Pass H.R. 2. This is the number one issue to me. This is what I will be voting on. Thank you very much. Have a good day. That's your message. And do that every couple days. Say, what's going on with the border reforms? Why hasn't it been passed? What are you doing right now? Mm-hmm. Let them know that you're not going away, and that yes. You'll be showing up in the voting booth to vote your pleasure or displeasure.
Jeremy, why is it that the perception of the population believes that Congress doesn't hear them? But we hear reports all the time that when there is a concerted effort and there's a phone call campaign to our representatives, that we move the needle. I mean, we should see from experience that we do have the power, but if we choose not to exercise it, ruling elites are happy to take charge, aren't they?
Absolutely. And it I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It takes a lot of effort and it takes a lot of us. And it can feel futile when you're acting on your own. You feel like you're acting in a vacuum. You don't realize that you are part of a movement. You are part of a community that is doing this together. It's just me on my telephone and some staffer who sounds bored to talk to me. That can be deflating, but at Numbers USA, I want to remind people, we have active U.S. citizen voters in every congressional district in the country. We need more. Mm-hmm. We need more people.
Yes.
To be doing this day in and day out. We have enough to stop a lot of bad things, and we've stopped a lot of bad things, but we need to make things better. And it is a numbers game in many, mm-hmm. many ways, and we just need to let those offices know that that those phones are going to ring off the hook, their email inboxes are going to be full, and that people will be mm-hmm. pointing out the truths on social media when politicians go out there like they did with the McConnell-Schumer-Lankford bill and say, mm-hmm. this bill does not do what you say it does.
Exactly. Well, direct the audience, because we need soldiers on the field here. We've got to increase our numbers and conscript patriots into this effort, so that we take back control of our government. I mean, and this is how we do it, don't we? One phone call at a time?
That's right. One phone call at a time, with all of us doing it, pitching in and doing our part. 20 seconds every few days. That's all it takes. Download the best tool that we have to offer is our app. Download our Numbers USA app. You can get it for iPhones and for Android phones in the Google Play Store and the iPhone App Store. And if you're not an app person, that's not your preference, you can find us online at numbersusa.com and sign up there. Everything is free. We just make it very, very easy to connect you with your elected officials and provide you a little bit of guidance as to what the main issue of the day is. And as we've been
exactly.
saying ad nauseum, today the issue is no funding without reform.
Exactly. Well, Jeremy Beck, the Vice President, Deputy Director for Numbers USA, appreciate the time and the encouragement. Look at, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to wait until the election comes out. You can vote today. You can vote several times a week with your phone call and letting know your representative. And and this is always one of the first questions that's asked. Do you know who your representatives are? Do you have their phone number? That should be something that you have on your refrigerator, and that should be as a reminder that, a couple of times a week, do your American duty. We need you to do your American duty, your patriotic duty, and that is pick up the phone, dial the digits, let them know how you feel about these things. Jeremy Beck, again, thank you for your wisdom and encouragement here. Appreciate it. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final